An economy bigger than India's or Russia's or Canada's, and it might need a bailout this year?
This podcast is supported by Netflix Instant Streaming. Thousands of TV episodes and movies on your computer or mobile device instantly streamed by Netflix to save you time, money, and hassle. Free 30-day trial now at netflix.com/APM.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. Italy might need a Greece-style bailout within 6 months. Britain's Daily Telegraph uncovered what was supposed to be a private assertion made by Italy's second-largest bank, Mediobanca. Here's why this would be different than cleaning up Greece's debt problems. Italy is the eighth-largest economy in the world. Greece comes in at number 35. Simon Tilford is at the Center for European Reform in London. Mr. Tilford, thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning.
What is wrong with Italy? Has something changed for the worse regarding its debt recently?
Nothing has really changed in terms of its position over the last few months. The changes have come elsewhere. What's happened is that the Fed has indicated that it's going to gradually stop buying up unprecedented amounts of AAA sovereign debt.
Yes, this is the tapering that we've been reporting on, hopefully diligently.
Yeah. So over the last year, investors have been pushed into riskier sovereign debt, the sovereign debts of places like Italy. Investors now have started to move back out, or there's a risk that they will start concentrating their purchases on US debt rather than the debts of struggling economies in the Eurozone, such as Italy or Spain.
Now, there was an active debate about whether or not perhaps it would be most prudent to allow Greece to just fall out of the euro. In the case of an economy the size of Italy, that's not an option. That is a country that's too big to fail, as it were.
Italy is a very interesting one because of all the struggling eurozone economies, Italy is the best place to leave. Italy's government is running what we call a primary budget surplus. So they could leave the eurozone, default on their debt, and still be able to pay the salaries of public officials and all of their liabilities. It also doesn't have foreign debt. So Italy could say, look, unless you give us concessions, we're going to leave. If Italy were to leave, Italy would probably be much less negatively affected than the Eurozone as a whole. Because if Italy were to leave, it would almost certainly make a Spanish exit inevitable. There would be huge pressure on France. Now, the Italians know this, and it's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out. They can't be bullied in quite the same way the others have effectively been bullied.
Fascinating is one word. Simon Tilford at the Center for European Reform, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now let's do the numbers. After some encouraging comments from officials in Beijing that China won't let its current credit crunch get out of hand, the key stock index in Shanghai was down just 0.2% today, and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong actually went up. The FT 100 in London is currently up 0.9%. After the Dow's 139.9% drop yesterday, index futures in the U.S. are currently up. The 10-year bond yield pulled back to 2.55%.
This podcast is supported by Netflix Instant Streaming. Watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on your computer, iPad, iPhone, or TV instantly. Streamed now by Netflix, a great value. Netflix Streaming has lots of movie and television options, including past seasons of House of Cards, Breaking Bad, and Arrested Development. Watch them using Netflix Instant Streaming and find thousands of other TV series and movies during your free 30-day trial at netflix.com/APM.
If you want some fab office perks, travel to parts of California's Silicon Valley. At Google, for instance, they even got free haircuts and oil changes for employees. Well, it turns out some factories in Tijuana, Mexico are also working to make life easier for some workers. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler takes us to a company that was recently named the best place to work in Mexico.
Plantronics makes telephone headsets. The company manufactures them here in Tijuana, where the lowest paid employee makes about $100 a week. That's not bad by Mexican standards, but the benefits here seem generous by American standards. On the factory floor, a man in his 30s gets balloons and a diploma to honor his graduation from elementary school. Employees can take classes through the company from grade school up through grad school. And if you don't consider that unusual, consider this perk. If an employee wants to get married, Plantronics will pay for the wedding.
protección moral y económica.
Every Valentine's Day, couples gather in the cafeteria for a group wedding. Plantronics covers the $150 cost of a marriage license, and the company helps workers get the documents they need.
The only thing that you have to bring is your bride or your husband. Everything is provided by the company.
Rosa Ruvalcava is a vice president of manufacturing at Plantronics. I asked her, why offer company weddings?
It provides a sense of belonging. It provides a sense of happiness. You can feel that somebody really cares about you.
On a practical level, she says the programs also help reduce turnover.
People want to stay here. They don't want to go and look around for another kind of job.
In a recent survey, Plantronics was named the best place to work in all of Mexico for the third year in a row. Michael Burchell is with the firm that did the survey called Great Place to Work. His research shows that building trust with employees can help the bottom line.
So wherever we do the research, we see time and time again that great workplaces, high-trust workplaces, just outperform their peers financially.
Other companies have started to copy some of the benefits at Plantronics. And one idea that started in Tijuana has inspired a program at the company's headquarters. The offices in Santa Cruz, California, now host a weekly farmers market for busy employees who don't have time to shop. In Tijuana, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And I've been covering business news for Marketplace off and on for 23 years. And during that time, never missed a chance to reference that advice given to Dustin Hoffman in The Graduate. Well, there's proof today that the plastics advice was right on. Bloomberg Markets Magazine has a new piece about Apollo Global Management. In 2009, Apollo made a big bet to buy up the debt of a company called Leondel Bassell Industries. Paid $2 billion, got back $9.6 billion, which Bloomberg calculates to be, quote, the biggest gain ever on a private equity investment ever. Leondel makes polypropylene. Plastics. Quoderat demonstratum, baby. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.